The movie The Circle did not do well at the box office in its first week of release. It earned just $9 million. But the story behind the movie, written by Dave Eggers, is resonating in Silicon Valley. In the film, college grad May Holland, played by Emma Watson, is hired by the tech giant The Circle, a company with wide-reaching goals and products that aim to change the world for the better. Goals like this one.
Why not stop duplicating services? Why not just make it all part of one unified system? You could pay your taxes, vote, pay your parking ticket, all through your Circle account. We'd save users hundreds of hours of inconvenience. We'd save the government billions.
Well, who better to talk about the world of fictional tech than our weekly guide to the world of real tech, Recode? Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. He joins us now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, and first, set this up for us. May Holland is a college grad hoping to make her way in the world, and she ends up at this company called The Circle, which is kind of a combination of Facebook, Google, and Amazon.
All in one.
Right.
So I think the book, what the book attempts to do is to, you know, ultimately skewer what Eggers sees as sort of the very problematic march towards, you know, corporate subjugation, right? That everyone needs to sort of, it's easier, it's cheaper, right? So if we all just sort of use that same system for everything in our lives, your lives would be better. At the same time, I mean, the dark side to that, of course, is that you are subject to this company
right.
that controls and owns all of your data, all of your information.
And in the story, the company has something called True You, which is essentially like having one login for everything you do. Not exactly an unrealistic idea, is it?
It's not. In fact, this is exactly the thing that, you know, Google, Facebook, Apple, any sort of big tech company out there, Amazon, that they're all trying to work on. They all have identities for people, your Apple ID or your Amazon Prime account, for example, your Facebook for that matter. And they would like it if that could sort of, you know, kind of rule everything, right? Your entire life. Use that login for anything you want to do.
What about the product called Sea Change? This is also in the book. It uses light portable cameras, which broadcast everything you do. And let's listen to another clip here. The main character, May Holland, becomes the guinea pig for this.
From now on, I'll be wearing a modified Sea Change camera at all times. I'm going fully transparent.
Now, I read this book a few years ago, and when I did, that seemed a bit far off. Now, I'm thinking Facebook Live. That's exactly what that is.
That and, you know, Twitter's also trying to do this, some version of that. I think a lot of these big companies are also investing in things like drones and cameras altogether that in the service of that idea that I want to collect as much data about you, not to sort of be this evil corporate overlord, but I can serve you better. You know, if I know more about what you're doing, then I can give you better stuff. I can give you more relevant stuff.
So do people in Silicon Valley believe that we've reached the point of the circle or that we're close to reaching the point of what happens in the circle, or how are they reacting to this?
Well, so what's interesting is that the culture of Silicon Valley is the cultural beat, so to speak, is that they don't really pay attention to the works like this, unfortunately, right? So, you know, they're even if they believe that we're kind of achieve this level that you're seeing in the circle, they're, you know, which they largely do, they're just, they can't wait for it to happen. You know, they want it to happen. That's the difference, right? That they think this, there isn't enough of a differentiation between the work of art and the reality of it. And I think in a weird way, the work of art actually doesn't go far enough, right? I think it's too close and it reads almost like a fairy tale that you're just sort of like, it's either easy to dismiss or it doesn't do enough to actually skewer the industry because it's not making it more apparent to the industry itself. I think that's the tricky part of all this.
One thing I think it definitely gets right is this idea among people who work in Silicon Valley and work in the tech industry these days that everything they're doing is for the betterment of society, and which can be a dangerous way of thinking because if it's, you know, think about Google's don't be evil slogan, you know,
right.
It's like, yeah, except when maybe you do something that people see as evil.
And that's the thing. I think it's ultimately naive, right? I think it's a nice sentiment, but you all work for companies that want to make a profit, right? That is the true motivation underlying anything. And I think that the profits are so fat for a lot of these companies like Google and Apple, it's easy to sort of just kind of get lost in a little bit of, you know, hey, I'm going to try to make the world better and your boss will give you the time to do it in case that becomes a big profit maker in the future. That's a nice situation to be in, certainly. But I think at the same time, it's naive for a lot of engineers to think that somehow, oh, you know what, this is going to change the world. It might, but not because you necessarily want to, but because the company can afford to do.
Is there any fear in Silicon Valley that there's going to be some kind of regulation put on it that will make it more difficult for it to do the things that we see happen in the circle?
Yes, there absolutely is fear around that, but it goes beyond just U.S. borders. Like they've got bigger fish to fry. You know, Facebook, Google, Apple, they've got bigger issues in the EU and China and trying to operate there. So
Right. It's
a much bigger problem than whatever regulations or whatever kind of concerns the U.S. government might have. They see it as a global issue.
That's Ed Lee, a managing editor at Recode. Ed, thanks so much.
Anytime.